The reason goals are so important in the development of self-confidence is because the very act of setting a major goal for your life will activate all the mental laws we just talked about in your favor. It will be as though all the switches were flipped and the afterburners of your potential were turned on. Clear goals free you from the law of accident, the tendency for things to happen in a random and unpredictable way. Goals will give you a clear sense of direction and the knowledge that your life is self-determined. Goals give you a sense of power and purpose and channeled energy and a feeling that everything that happens to you is part of an organized plan that is taking you step by step toward the attainment of your highest ideals. I believe that your ability to set goals and to make plans for their accomplishment is really the master skill of success, without which very little is possible. The regular habit of goal setting and goal achieving is probably more important than anything else you could ever learn, and there are many studies that verify this. I've personally seen thousands of examples among my students of the amazing powers of goal setting. For example, recently I addressed about 600 members of a national association at their annual convention in Phoenix, Arizona, and during this talk I emphasized the importance of them writing down exactly what it is they wanted and then making written plans to accomplish it. That was on a Thursday. About 8 days later, on the following Friday, someone called my office to get my fax number. He said he wanted to send something immediately and didn't want to wait for the mail. The letter that came in over the fax told this amazing story. The gentleman who wrote said that he'd heard about goal setting many times and that he was prepared to be unimpressed with the talk that I gave at the convention. However, exactly the opposite happened. He decided instead to sit down after the convention and seriously write out his goals for the future. The letter went on to say that on Sunday he made out a list of 10 goals, both personal and financial, that he wanted to accomplish over the next 12 months. What astonished him was that he had accomplished 5 of the 10 goals by Monday, the next day, at 5 o'clock. He could hardly believe it. He quickly wrote down 5 more goals to bring his list for the year back up to 10, and by Friday, when he wrote this letter, he had accomplished 5 more. He felt that he had made more progress in a week with clear written goals and plans than he had made in the previous year. A woman who was going through a difficult period of her life with both personal health and financial problems decided to sit down and set some new goals and make some plans to resolve her difficulties. As a result, within 1 year, she got out of a bad relationship, joined Alcoholics Anonymous and quit drinking, lost 40 pounds, and tripled her income to more than $100,000 a year. There are countless other testimonies to the power of written goals, and before this session is over, I will give you a simple goal-setting technique that can put your life into overdrive. Remember when I said that everything you do is a result of either fear or desire, the law of emotion? Fear is the great enemy of self-confidence. Fear is and has always been the greatest enemy of mankind. It is fear that holds us back more than any other factor. It goes to work on us subconsciously to undermine and sabotage our very best intentions. In fact, as you listen to this message, you're probably resolving to take some time to write out your goals and be very clear about your future. But what will happen in most cases is that fear will rear its ugly head and trip you up. Sometimes this fear will appear consciously in the form of rationalizations and excuses. Sometimes you'll find yourself saying that, "I already know what my goals are. I don't need to write them down." This is just another way of saying that you don't really believe in your ability to do any better than you're doing now. Sometimes fear will manifest itself in the form of procrastination and delay. You'll resolve to write out your goals and plans on the weekend, or on your vacation, or during the summertime, or when you can dedicate a few hours to it, sometime in the indefinite future. Then, like 97% or more of Americans, you'll never do it. And then you'll have a tendency to rationalize and to say to yourself, "Well, considering my situation, it probably wouldn't have made any difference anyway." If the great enemy of self-confidence is fear, then the great enemy of human achievement is the comfort zone. Psychologists have found that each of us has a tendency to get into a zone of performance and behavior where we're comfortable, where it's easy and unchallenging, and then to stay there. We stop striving, we relax, and day by day we develop the habits that lead to underachievement and eventual failure. The tragedy of the comfort zone is that It first of all starts off by being comfortable, but it leads rapidly to complacency. Complacency eventually leads to boredom and to the question, is this all there is? Instead of life being an exciting adventure, it's merely a boring repetition for most people. And eventually, the comfort zone leads through complacency and boredom to frustration and unhappiness. Deep down inside, the average person knows that he or she is put on this earth with amazing capabilities. He or she knows that there is something better than this. As Carl Rogers, the psychologist, once said, there is within every organism an inborn drive toward the complete fulfillment of its inherent possibilities. There is a nagging something inside that tells each person that there is far more that he or she could be and have and do. Great men and women are those who absolutely believe that they are put on earth to do something wonderful with their lives. They have a vision of something greater or better than their current circumstances. Personal greatness means having a sense of destiny and a conviction that your thoughts and your imagination are the only real limits to your possibilities. In a 5-year study of leaders, Warren Bennis discovered that each of them consciously avoided the comfort zone by continuously setting higher goals. They never allowed themselves to become complacent. They lived their lives fully extended, always striving to be more. To develop unshakable self-confidence, you need to see yourself and think of yourself as a leader, and to do what leaders do. You need to stretch yourself toward the outermost boundaries of your potentials. You need to set goals that draw out of you the very best that is in you. You need to work toward objectives that cause you to feel a sense of mastery and peak performance. And it all begins with a pad of paper, a pen, and you.